I've got three words I'd like for us to keep in mind as I speak this morning, and I think they're very closely related. One is the word love, and when we stop and think about love, we think about the love that Christ has shown for us, and it's our responsibility to return that love as well. Also, the love that we should have for everyone that we face here upon this earth. Sometimes I may not agree with what they do, but we should have a certain amount of love for them. The second word is the word dedication, which I think is something that we need to think about as far as our Christian life, how dedicated we are to Christ and the examples that He gives us and perhaps what He expects of us. And the third one is commitment. That's a pretty big word. We're not very old in life before this comes into to play a part in our life, whether it's in school, whatever it might be, when we're committed to make sure that our grades are what they should be. If we're in athletic activities, we need to be committed to the team as well. Perhaps one of the greatest commitments that we make is when we enter into a marriage relationship with somebody. To me, that's a second greatest commitment that we make in our life. Would you happen to remember when your new life began? You remember the day? Mine began on March 9, 1951. It was shortly before Beverly and I were married. Dean Avenue was having a meeting. And there was a great big fellow there by the name of Ed Euland. And I remember going forward that morning to become a Christian. And that day turned into quite a complicated day. Of course, I wasn't prepared to be baptized, so Beverly and I went down to my folks for lunch, which was down to Runnels. And in the afternoon, we had a very serious snowstorm move in. And my dad and I put chains on our car so I could get back to Des Moines. And I was baptized that night. And how well I remember that. In fact is, I didn't even go home that night. I stayed at the Brady's house that night because of that storm. But I can really remember that. Once again, can you remember when you said, I want a change? And basically, to me, that's what we do when we become a Christian. All of a sudden, we realize that we need to be changing something in our life. We are saying basically what we really are saying is that we want a beginning. And when we become a Christian, this is what it is a new beginning. It's everything up until that time is erased from our life and we start a new life. My question is, are you holding to your original commitment? Are you doing what you said you were committed to do? The word dedicate means to set apart and consecrate to a deity or to a sacred purpose. To give up wholly or earnestly as to some person. Perhaps this might be a marriage. When you become married and become dedicated to one another. To inscribe or address to a patron or friend as in testimony of respect or affection. So are we still as dedicated as we was? Perhaps at the beginning, sometimes when something like this happens, we become very interested in it, we become very dedicated, and then sometimes this kind of dies off, so to speak. So do we still have this? Do you think of yourself as being this way? The word commit means to give in trust or charge, in trust, consign, or to commit one's soul to God. To commit one's soul to God. I would hope this is what you had in mind when you become a Christian. But I think sometimes we become too satisfied with our lives. We become too satisfied with the things that we're doing. And we become have a tendency to kind of back off from our commitment. Commitment is an act of committing, pledging, or engaging oneself. And once again, I would ask you, is it still the same? I would ask you to also to be fair with ourselves. It's easy to say something, and it's also another thing to actually do what we're saying. The scriptures that Cody read for us is one that says a lot about our commitment. In the 37th verse where it says, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. What did we or what did you say to God when you made that commitment? Did you say, I'm going to give you just this much of my time. I'm not going to give you all my time. I'm going to give you just this much. I'm only going to be dedicating this much of my life. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, did we maybe put a restriction on our commitment to God? In John 14 and 15, it says, If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. There is a question there, I guess. It can be the opposite. If you don't love me, don't keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Also, in the same chapter there, 23rd and 24th verses, Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. So once again, perhaps a commitment or a partial commitment, a restriction that we've placed on our lives when we said to our Heavenly Father, we want to be a part of you. Also in John 15, 9 through 14, it says, As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. A big commitment, a big dedication as far as our life is concerned. I went through our songbook and I come up with a whole list of songs that we sing fairly regular when we're singing out of the Red Book. And to me, a lot of these songs deal with what we're talking about as far as love, commitment, and dedication. In the 28th song in our Red Song Books, says, Jesus I love, thee I know, thou art mine, for thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. The last verse says, in mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Truly words of commitment. Truly words of dedication. And do we think about these words as we sing them, or are they just so many words that we put to a melody? 55 says, Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always, and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak, forgetting nothing his blessings to seek. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. How true this is. How fast time passes. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. Abiding in Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends and thy conduct, his likeness shall see. Take time to be holy. Be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shall be fitted for service above. I would hope that's what we're preparing for, is for our service above. And of course, once again, it requires love, commitment, as well as dedication. I've got so many songs here, I'm not going to be able to use them all. Number 84. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold on my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Yes, we need to be a living example of Christ. And Christ needs to have his own way with us. Or perhaps we're not as dedicated to him as we should be. Everywhere we go, whether we realize it or not, people observe us. And as I've said maybe one other time, everything that we do, we make a statement, whether it's good or whether it's bad. And to me, this is what this particular song says. O ye Christian soldiers, as you march along, be a light for Jesus every day. Keep his banner hoisted all the whole day long. Be a light for Jesus every day. Keep your lamps trimmed, burning to all, that all may see. Be a light for Jesus every day. Let the world see Jesus and from sin be free. Be a light for Jesus every day. Keep the light bright shining all the world around. Be a light for Jesus every day. Till release from darkness, all the Lord hath found. Be a light for Jesus every day. We need to be that light. We need to be something that people in the world can see perhaps the difference in us. That we stand for something, I think, is the biggest thing that we need to be concerned about. How the world looks at us. We need to let our light shine. We need to show our love. We need to be a testimony for the Lord. I've got so many, I'm perhaps going to have to forget most of them that I've, the rest that I've got down. Let's look at 330. This definitely requires us to have a commitment. Though my cross may be hard to bear, though my life may be filled with care, though misfortune be mine to share, I'll never forsake my Lord. Though so helpless I cannot see what the future may hold for me, Jesus knows and my guide shall be, I'll never forsake my Lord. I'll never forsake my Savior, he has never forsaken me. Neath his sheltering arm, I am safe from all harm. I'll never forsake my Lord. And then I guess for some reason I can't stay away from the number 142, which to me says so much. The words of the at the beginning are very well. But the chorus is the one that, to me, means so much. Where it says, I'll put Jesus first in my life, in all that I say, in all that I do, throughout the world of toil and strife, by day and by night, through trust in His might, I'll put Jesus first in my life. I would hope that is your commitment. Sometimes we perhaps limit our time with our Savior. And whenever we do this, I wonder if you ever think about the question, would you settle for a part-time Savior? If you're just committed part of the time, would you be satisfied with a part-time Savior? Instead of having a Savior 24/7, would you be satisfied with a Savior 12/7? And if that's the case, what 12 hours of the day would you want Him to watch over you? I don't think I want a 12/7 Savior. I hope I never enter into that as being that way or do that to my Savior. Too many times, I guess the thing that I think about that made me kind of think about this is one time I was talking to a family when we were up at, we used to go up to Holiday Lake quite regularly. And I was talking to a family up there, and something came up about church, and I asked him, I said, what do you do about church while you're up here? He says, well, you know, he said, when my family's on vacation, God knows where we are. That was his answer. Didn't sound very good to me. So my thought is, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whether it's we're on vacation or whatever it is, I feel like I owe the Lord some time so that I can worship Him in the way that He'd like for us, like for me to worship Him. In closing, I'd like to look at Mark 3. And the multitude said about Him, and they said unto Him, behold thy mother and thy brethren without seek thee. And He answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brethren? And He looked around about on them which sat about Him, and said, behold my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. I would hope that's what we are doing. Doing His will. Doing what He wants us to do. Not doing what we feel we want to do. How about your commitment? Is it the same now as it was at the beginning? Or maybe you have failed your commitment? I think we need to examine ourselves. If not daily, very often. Love. We need to have a love for everybody, and especially our love for God and Christ. Our dedication, we should be wholly dedicated to our Lord and Savior. And whatever way we can commit ourselves to God and Christ, this is what we should be willing to do. We extend a gospel invitation to anybody who might be outside of the body of Christ. If we can help you in any way, we'd invite you to come forward, become a child of God, to be baptized, wash away your old sins. Or if you feel that you failed in some way and would like to make yourself right with God and His church, we invite you to come forward as we stand and sing. Number 142. I'm sorry, 462.